Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have a phenomenal sex life. You can find a complete podcast archive over at pleasuremechanics.com, where you can also submit a topic or question to be covered on future episodes of this podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how to move during sex. We get a lot of email in the form of complaints, I want to say, or inquiries from partners who want their partner to move more during sex. There's a very kind of negative word for this called the dead fish syndrome, which references women who just lie there and allow themselves to get fucked without moving or responding in any way. And I hate this term, dead fish. It's just awful to me. But what we want to cover in this podcast is how to activate movement, not so much sex positions. We've covered sex positions before, and I don't think that any one position is the key to amazing sex, but movement is a key to amazing sex. The ability and the permission to let your body move in response to pleasure is really essential to having better sex no matter what position you're in. And it's relevant for both men and women. So let's dive in. Why is moving during sex such a question in the first place? Like, why do we lie still during sex? Why is that so common?
I think we are just filled with so much shame about having sex in the first place, and we don't know how to do it, and we haven't been given permission to activate and experience the full range of what's possible. So I feel like we're trying to do it right, we are thinking, we're worried about how our fat is, and there's just so many things going on for people when they're having sex. I don't think many people have given themselves permission to move.
It's permission and practice, I think, right? Because there's the mental component, which we'll talk about, and then there's the physical component of actually being used to and normalizing physical movement during sex. And I think this comes from a lot of places. Like when you look at sex in movies, often, you know, there's kiss, kiss, and then you fall into bed and the woman arches her back, but doesn't really move much. She just gets kind of plunged into. And the movement that we depict men doing is mostly just in and out thrusting. And so both of these are very limited visions of what sex can look like. And during masturbation, for a lot of people, they lie completely still. And we'll get into that, of how to use masturbation to practice movement. Yeah, I think it comes from both the mental and the physical lack of practice in this realm. But let's talk, why is movement important? Like, why is it more pleasurable to be moving your body in all these different ways? And we'll cover how you can move. But why is it more pleasurable if you're moving more? Why is movement a good thing in the bedroom?
Well, we know that arousal is really about blood flow, which sounds deeply unsexy, but our erections in men and women are all from engorgement, from blood flow coming to the area. So the more we're physically moving our body, the more we're waking up the muscles and releasing tension and making more space, literally, for blood and pleasure to move into these areas.
Right. And so when we start moving and relax that tension out, we get more blood flow, not only to the genitals, but to the full body. And so many people experience sexual arousal just in their genitals, and the rest of the body is kind of numbed out. By moving, you are activating more of the body, and you can start feeling arousal in your full body, leading to this experience of the full body orgasm, which has to be felt to be believed. But the idea there is that arousal is flowing through all parts of your body. And so as you're moving, waking up your body, you have more physical capacity for pleasure because it spreads through your whole body. This idea of space, I think, can sound esoteric, but really what we're talking about is your whole body becomes a vessel for arousal, and that's much bigger than your genitals alone. Which is great. And moving also creates more friction for the genitals themselves. If you're just lying still and someone's pumping in and out of your hole, they're all... Charlotte cringes at that image. Well, that's kind of what happens, right? And so their genitals are only rubbing up around your genitals in certain ways with that in and out pumping into a still hole, right? But if you are moving your hips and grinding your hips into your lover's body and starting to move in the ways that feel better for you, you can actually create more friction between your pelvises, and this can create more arousal for both of you, and especially for a woman who can find the ways to rub her pelvis into the pubic bone and the penis or the toy or the hand that's penetrating her. And that friction can wake up way more of the clitoral tissue, which is not just on the outside. The clitoris extends deep into the body and has these deep roots, which as you move, that whole clitoral body gets awakened, activated, and starts sending pleasure signals to your brain. Which brings me to the next point, which is the spine. And so in Tantra traditions and Kundalini traditions, we see this image of energy and pleasure running up and down the spine. And this can seem, again, esoteric, but the anatomical reality is that every nerve that innervates all parts of your body runs through the spinal column. It's the central conduit of your nervous system. And so as you move and flex your spine, and a lot of the movements we're going to talk about involve spinal movements, when you move your spine, you're waking up all the nerves that go to every single part of your body, and again, creating the capacity for more pleasure signals to be running to the brain. And if you visualize the nervous system, it's like a branching roadway of nerves that extend out to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes and every part of your body. And they all come back, go up through the spine and to the brain, where they communicate messages through electrical signals that your brain then interprets as pleasure and creates the feedback of arousal. So, whew, that was a lot. But the idea there is that through moving the spine and activating the full body, you're creating this bigger vessel for arousal and pleasure. Your entire body becomes part of your sexual experience, and lo and behold, you can experience more pleasure, more arousal, more engagement, and more fun during sex. It's much more fun to move and respond and let your whole body be part of it than it is to lie there still with nervousness and anxiousness.
Beautiful. I love it when you go on I don't want to call it a rant, but it's a flow. And you're just,
it's a rave.
It's a rave, yes.
A pleasure-based rave.
But also, it was beautifully said. I feel like that covered lots. And I think, of course, there's this experience when your body is more fully engaged in the experience, where you're able to be really present in your body. You can feel your body more, and you're not so much in your mind worrying and tripping out on things. You're feeling the experience of having sex more fully. And so that's going to feel better.
Okay, so let's talk about, why do we get stuck in our heads? What happens? What's that mental trip during sex that prevents us from moving and locks down the body into rigidity and tension? What are some of the factors there? There's a lot that could go into that. But some of the most common mental trips that people go on that cause them to be still or rigid or tense during sex. Let's dive in.
Shame, self-judgment, the am I doing it right? Is this dirty? What does this mean about me that I'm doing this?
Are they going to still respect me in the morning? What does my partner think?
What does my mother think? I mean, people really go there. Like, yeah. It sounds funny, but a lot of people are like, what am my grandmother going to think about
we
me?
We did an episode about kicking your mother out of bed in your mental trips. For sure. All these causes of shame. And then there's the body shame, which I think is a big one around movement, because so many people worry that if they start moving more, A, their fat's going to jiggle in the wrong way, or they'll look stupid or funny or feel goofy. And there's a lot of worry about this doing it right piece. And if I start moving, will my partner think I'm weird or I'm being too much?
Or is it not sexy?
Acting like a slut or
seem like you like it too much. Yeah, there's a lot going on in our minds when we're fucking.
We could go on and on, I think. But think about it for yourself. In the times you've had sex where you felt locked down and constricted, what were the mental trips that were going through your head? What were the messages that were blocking your ability to relax into sex, have fun with it, and move freely? And another way to think about this, strangely, is what happens on the dance floor? Because so often, if you think about being at a party and a good song comes on and there's that one person that starts dancing and then a few other people join in, what prevents you from getting on the dance floor and just dancing your heart out and dancing in ways that feel good to you and feel fun? Because it's strangely a lot of the same trips. Am I going to look stupid? Do I look too sexy? Do I not look sexy enough? Or am I fat going to wiggle in the wrong way? Will I look stupid? Will people judge me?
Am I doing this right?
Yeah. And it's so interesting because I think our culture sends us all these messages that keep us still both in and out of bed.
Whew.
They prevent movement. I was at the gas station. This is a little detour, but I'll keep it brief. I was at the gas station the other day, and while I was filling my pump, I was doing squats because I had been driving for just 20 minutes, but I was feeling stiff. And so I used that few minutes while my tank was filling to get a little exercise and get some blood flow going, and I was squatting. And this guy came out, and he looked at me, and he gave me this really weird look. And for a moment, I felt kind of judged. And, you know, here I am, this butch woman doing squats at the gas pump. And he was like, "That's a really good idea. Why don't we all do that?"
Oh.
I know. And he was like, "I'm going to do that next time." And it's this thing of being out in public with the public eye, or even just with your lover, your trusted lover, your partner's gaze upon you, movement becomes terrifying.
Well, that's so true. No, anytime any of us move more, it gives people permission to do more moving. I don't know if you've seen in airports, sometimes people are doing stretching and moving around, and other people will start picking up on that and start like moving their shoulders. And we're social animals. When one person gives us permission to feel a little more physically free, it kind of does spread. It's amazing. It's amazing. But this is why I really believe that people having dance parties in their living room privately is fantastic sex practice.
Even if it's just you.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. No, dance parties of one or two, you know, if you want. Putting on a song and dancing and doing hip circles is fantastic sex practice because you're beginning to let yourself move in this way that we never move with that kind of hip movement anywhere in our life regularly. That would be really weird, unless you're dancing or doing some kind of physical. I mean, yoga doesn't even have those kinds of movements. Dancing or just moving is so great for breaking up tension in the hips.
So let's talk about the hips. You mentioned circles. You're talking about dancing. Let's take the image into bed and onto the dance floor. So we're going to use this parallel. So what are a couple different ways of moving in and out of bed that increase pleasure? So hip circles, number one. Taking that pelvic bowl of yours, your hips, your pelvis, and moving it in a circular motion. Do it with me now if you can. Okay, so hip circles, hip thrusts, which means moving the pelvis more in that thrusting up and down or in and out motion. And this again, men and women, try it. Move this way. See how it feels. So circles, thrusts, and then there's undulations, which is creating a wave-like motion, initiating it in your pelvis and letting that travel up your spine. And so your whole pelvis and spine are moving in a wave-like motion. So it's up, and then you flex, and then you fall back, and you create this wave-like pattern. These are the three major ones. There's obviously lots of other ways of moving your body, and we encourage you to explore all of the different ways your body wants to move. But if you think of these three major categories, circles, thrusts, and undulations, you'll have a really good start of moving in bed.
Yeah, that's a great physical vocabulary, if you will.
And so you can practice this in a number of ways. As Charlotte said, you can practice it alone, while dancing, put on music, and practice these three patterns of movement. See how they feel. Which one feels more pleasurable to you? Where do you feel like you get stuck? Where is there tension? Which one feels hardest to you? Practice these three movements just standing up and lying down on your own.
Yeah, and you'll feel awkward in moments, possibly. And that's a perfect person to feel awkward with. yourself solo. No one's watching. And that's exactly the point, because if we don't move these ways ever, how are we supposed to do that when we're in the throes of passion? It's impossible, I
think.
Well,
the next step then is to masturbate with these three movements. So masturbate however you normally do, with your hand or the vibrator, but add in circles, thrusts, and undulations. Notice how you feel. Notice when pleasure spikes. So if you're, you know, holding your vibrator to your clit or you're stroking your cock and you start undulating your spine, what happens? How do you feel differently? This is your pleasure laboratory, and you get to explore what feels good to you on your own terms, again, without that gaze of a partner. The third step is incorporating these movements into partnered sex.
If you're comfortable, I think sharing with your partner that you listen to this podcast and you've been exploring these movements and you want to try moving in a new way during sex. So can we experiment together? Will you let me know what you like afterwards, what you don't, what works for you? There might be some experimentation where it maybe doesn't feel so good or feels a little strange, but that's part of the experimenting. So I think having a conversation, letting them know that you're trying new things is a great thing to do, so you can kind of get rid of that piece of, am I going to look weird?
And if you're worried about how you look, if that visual gaze is what's holding you back, throw a blindfold on your lover. Mm. A blindfold is a great tool to get rid of that idea that you're being seen and just focus on the sensations. So ask your lover if they're willing to be blindfolded, and then you get to move your body in all these different ways without being seen, build up some confidence, and then down the road you can take the blindfold off and allow them to see your body in its glorious movement. And it's worth noting here that most people who are choosing to have sex with you want to see your body move. It's actually a huge turn on for most people to see that pleasure response, to see your body in its beautiful movement, to see you responding to their touch. Most people are going to be really turned on by this. And if you can get over your own shame and your own worry and your own feelings about your body and notice that it's actually arousing your lover, this can be very liberating and can be a new source of turn on for you, which is always a good thing.
Yes, very few men are concerned about body fat jiggling when they're getting to have sex with you.
Yeah. Or your breasts falling into your armpits. Like, they just are excited to see your boobs and think they're gorgeous and magnificent.
Yeah, they are much less judgmental than you. And so if you can really believe that at some point, and the more fully in what you're doing, the more passion and presence and enthusiasm you bring to having sex, the sexier you'll be.
Yes. And it goes both ways. You know, men have body shame too and are worried about how they look during sex and if their belly's jiggling too much or if their cock's too small or whatever it is. So I think we can all benefit from getting over our body shame and recognizing that we are choosing to have sex with one another. Let's choose to be visually turned on by one another and celebrate each other's bodies as they are moving in response to pleasure. And as you experiment moving, there's a few different things to keep in mind. You can both be moving and kind of find that grind and that circles and everyone's moving all at once and you're finding your rhythm together and becoming this symphony of movement and coordinating. But you can also take turns. One person holds totally still and the other one moves for their own pleasure and finds that right rhythm for them. You can hold still inside one another.
But how does that feel different than the dead fish syndrome?
Well, so if the woman wants to hold still and the guy practices all these different movements and gets out of the in and out thrusting pattern.
And right? He's moving in circles
and says, how does that feel? Am I grinding against your G-spot now? How does it feel when I undulate my hips? How does it feel when I hold still inside you and then do very subtle movements? Through her stillness, she's still a very active participant. And that is very different than just lying still without any feedback and without any conversation, without any diversity of movement. Mm. And he can hold still, just let his cock be still, and then she moves in and out against it. She practices the depth. She can get on top. You can practice this in any position. And in fact, try different positions, because you can move your hips differently when you're in doggy style or tiger style, as some people like to call it, versus lying flat on the mattress. And put your feet on the mattress so you're knees are bent and your feet are grounded, and try moving your pelvis like that versus having your legs extended or wrapped around his waist.
With thrusting, people often imagine just the man thrusting, but let's remember that a woman can move against the thrusting as well. Right. And what? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And both in the same rhythm, as you were saying, or opposing. So you're really like pushing into that cock. And that can be a great way to really feel active and feel engaged and be present.
I wish we were on video now because you're doing some great hand and body thrusting motions. Yeah, thrust those hips, ladies.
Yeah, just get into it. Be part of it. You don't have to just be fucked, you can be fucking while you're being fucked. You know what I'm saying? It is a mutual fucking thing that's happening. And that can be really fun. It's a really particular energy. It's a bit more aggressive, a bit more animated. And that can feel really good. It can increase the pleasure. And with all the circling and with all the exploring, you can be searching for the sensations that feel best. That's really right. What's important. You can be feeling for what parts inside you and the friction that the motions are creating. You're really searching with your body for what feels best. And
then what happens when you find it?
You can communicate with your sounds. That feels so good with your words.
Yes, right there.
Yeah, and then keep going with it. Uh-huh. Keep staying with it then and explore and say, like, make sure you let your partner know that feels really good. Let's stay here. As I said, words or movement, and just keep going with it and see what happens. And yeah, it's exciting.
Have fun.
Enjoy exploring your moving pelvises together.
So circles, thrusting, undulations, try them all.
And undulations, it's such an unusual movement for us to do. Like, we never do undulations in this culture, ever, really. I can't think of any moment where one would do that. So that might feel very unusual, and it, of course, makes great sense when the woman's on top.
You can do it in any position, really.
Yeah, or lying back. Yes, you're right.
But it's something to practice before you apply it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to find some YouTube videos for you of these movements so you can see what they look like and follow along, especially undulations. It's good to see that in action and be able to practice along with it. So until the day we can show you in person, we will use the power of YouTube. So you can find that on the podcast page for this episode, which is episode number 176, over at pleasuremechanics.com. The point here is to play, and we should remember that sex is play for grown-ups, and if you give yourself permission to be playful and move, and even if it makes you laugh a little bit or, you know, you feel a little goofy in moments, when you give yourself permission to move and activate your entire body, sex is going to open up for you, and you're going to discover new ways of being aroused, new levels of arousal, full body orgasm. There's all these treats waiting for you on the other side of that invisible veil that tells you to stay still and just take it.
Whew. Invisible veil of shame. That's a good imagery. I mean, it is, because I think that we are boxed in by this brain trip that we are on. That's a really great image for people.
All right. And some other final closing ideas. If this is hard for you and you're finding it hard to get started, go to a dance class, go to a yoga class, sign up for a martial arts series, do anything that gets you out with other people and gives you permission to move your body in new ways. Just that step will start activating your movement in and out of the bedroom, and it's a great thing to do together as a couple or individually. So many of us have these patterns of moving. We lie still during the night, we get out of bed, we make our coffee, we sit in our car, we sit at our desk, we come home, we sit on the couch, and we sit, we walk barely, but we don't have opportunities to move our bodies in all of the magnificent ways they are designed to move. And watch dance videos on YouTube, get into the idea of movement as an erotic practice, as a practice of being human, and see what it does for you. It could open up a lot beyond full body orgasms, as if that's not enough. It could open up so much for you. And this is true if you are totally healthy and active, or if you are sedentary or if you are older and have achy joints, like wherever you are in your body, you can find new ways to move. And that can be subtle, it can be huge. Yes.
And it's a great thing to do if you're single and want to just explore and expand your masturbation practice. Mm-hmm.
And if you're not single and want to expand your masturbation practice.
Totally. But I think sometimes we have this cultural idea that, like, you're waiting to have sex, good sex, until you have your next partner.
Yeah.
And this is a great whole world to play with and practice.
Yes. Become an artful masturbator. Yes. All right.
So our darling erotic explorers.
Move your body, yaddy yaddies. Let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear feedback from you or experiences of what happens when you start moving that beautiful body of yours in and out of the bedroom. You can always be in touch with us at pleasuremechanics.com, where you will also find our series of online multimedia erotic mastery courses. These courses are multimedia online programs designed to help you master new erotic skills in the privacy of your own home at your own pace. We cover everything from full body massage to foreplay mastery to naughtier things. Go check them out at pleasuremechanics.com/courses, or you'll find a button at the top of every page. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. And join us. We'd love to be your coaches and cheerleaders as new worlds of erotic pleasure open up for you. We are grateful for that opportunity. Be in touch with any questions. I am Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.